Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken, producing passion style.
We have to do that thing, pull it all the way back and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm just recording over what we're just continuing. Take 75.
Say a breath, deep breath and tell the Lord to sing for you. I like that. Do that a couple of times. Do a couple of frats in there.
Lays before you, what lays behind you, what lays to the left of you, and what lays to the right, what lays beneath you, what is above you, what is within you. You just heard me first. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, let me tell you something. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes.
But I don't know the words.
I want you to close your eyes. I want you to feel the Lord's presence.
Okay.
I want you to feel your presence. And I want you to, while you play, trance into it. Feel God. Feel the Creator. Feel the energy of the world and saving the world. And the new touching down till there's no more land, turning it inside out to the newest world that there is.
Okay.
And that's what's going to be. That's what this song is all about that I wrote. It's all about feeling. Don't play it to play it. Play it to feel it. Okay?
Okay.
Now just take a couple of deep breaths. Just don't play it. There you go. Cassie Songbird. When you heard it first,
www.bbsradio.com.
And that was take two. And that's enough. Because it was perfect.
Hello, this is Kathy Cook. I'm on the air now. Bright Lights Pathfinders. You've been listening to Heather Sakaduski. You've been listening to Ron Nordman. You've been listening to The Knowing, Let There Be, Devotion by Ron Nordman. I had said that BBS Radio, the engineer, play those tunes for you, that my friends and my uncle have played those due to the fact that I just wanted everyone to know that there is something in everyone that is some talent. Now, Uncle Ron wrote those notes out by hand. He composed that music by hand. He had only been playing the violin a couple of months, and he knew in his heart all his life that he had heard the music. He had heard the notes. Heather was over here Sunday night. As you heard, I just turned on the tape recorder, and she picked up my journal. Excuse me. But you've heard me talk about the knowing. You've heard, and she even put the Bright Lights Pathfinder's Way, which I am. And it makes more sense with music, my lyrics that I've been writing. I just told her, I just said, feel it, know it, and just evolve into it. That was take two. She sang it twice, and that's all it took. And she just knew. You can just feel yourself. What I would love to do this evening, I would love for people to call in. And you don't even know, people, that you're on the radio. It's like talking to me on the phone, just one-on-one. And I would love to hear your voice. I would love to hear your song. I would love to hear your lyrics. I would love to hear your poetry. I would love to hear your gift. I would love to hear about your painting. I would love to hear about your art or your book you're writing or your idea or what you foresee yourself doing, what you have as your dream. What is it that your niche is, or what is it that you want your niche to be? You know, it's all about you. What your truth is inside of you that's called you all of your life. Like Uncle Ron Nordman and Heather Sakadusky. Do you know she calls herself Tassie's Songbird? See, my other nickname on the internet is Love of a Songbird. And you know I go by Tassie Hill as well. And so she calls herself Tassie Songbird, because I can't carry a note worth a hoot, but I can spit out those words in writing because I write in my journal nearly every day, as you guys know. The call-in numbers, I'm going to give them, and please don't be shy. I mean, just give a holler. If you just want to say hello, if you have a prayer request even, if you want me to say a prayer for you, or you have something to tell me, just a cute little story about a dog or, you know, your child or how your summer's going. Or just to say anything. This is open night for just a blessing and just wonderful, wonderful feelings. The call-in number, there's five lines actually, but the worldwide number, universal worldwide number, is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free. Again, that number is toll-free, 888-815-9756. This is Station 1 at www.bbsradio.com. This is the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. And remember, everyone is a bright light. Not just me. You and everyone else is a bright, beautiful light searching for that Pathfinder's Way. What path are you searching for? And what path are you on? What is it exactly that you do? Let me give you an example. My mother is a laugher. She laughs, and her laughter is contagious. We can be in a restaurant, and she just starts laughing, and everyone joins in with her and laughs. Now, line one is 530-327-7602. There's line two and line three and line four as well. Now, if you would like a little intuitive input, a reading, or whatever, I'd be glad to oblige with that as well. This is open night. Now, you know, I write in my journal. I did not reread what I wrote in my journal while I'm waiting on the phone calls. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. You know, it doesn't matter to me whether you call in or not. I love to talk on the phone. So, I know I've got the listeners out there, and I know the phones are just waiting to be called in, because I would love for you to share your story with me, your adventures and your poems or your lyrics or even your voice. Sing for me, just for me. There's nobody out there listening. There are people out there listening, but this could be your chance for someone to pick up your voice. You never know. And also, you know, BBS Radio, they have a music where you submit your music. So you people that have music that you play, you know, bands, you call Doug Newsom or you email Doug at bbsradio.com. He'll play your music on BBS Radio if you submit it and it's what he's looking for. And then there's Don Newsom. If you would like to air a show, get in touch with Don. And then there's Leslie that, you know, helps out in the office. So we want to thank all of the people at BBS Radio. And that's why I was a little bit late coming on with my voice. Now, you know what would be fun? How about, let's talk about a little bit about body language. Yeah. There's some body language. You don't get to see my body language, but you do hear my tones and pitches. Now, we signal people, especially the opposite sex, like a peacock flares its little tail feathers out, or a fish with its fins. Now, I had to learn body language as one of the first classes that I took in human services in order to be able to read a client as a counselor. But I think one of the fun parts of body language is the flirtatious behaviors that women use. That is the glancings and the gazings or the short or sustained ones or the little smiling gestures or the licking the lips or even little poutings. My mother's a laugher, but she's not really flirtatious with it, but she just starts laughing, and the gigglings or the noddings. You know, even eyebrow flashing, you know, the eyebrow going up just a little bit or an exaggerated eyebrow raise or either both eyebrows lowered a little bit or either just a little coil smile kind of downward with your head over and up. Now, I've told this story before, but I do have new listeners. When I met Pete, that has been my friend since 92, he was over probably 150 feet across the way, and I looked down. That's how I was practicing my body language. I looked down to the side, stared at him, kept my eyes on him, looked over, but kept my eyes on him, and then up, like, bringing my head over and up to here. And he came over to me by doing that. Now, there's a lot of different types of body language. Now, some of the examples are, like, to be real confident, a person that walks really erect and real quick and brisk is very confident in their interpretations. And standing with your hands on your hips is very ready and extravagantly, like, almost aggressive. There's one that sits with their legs crossed, or, you know, when someone's swinging their foot, a little bit, like just swinging a little bit. They're slightly bored or waiting on the next thing to happen. Isn't that interesting? How about rubbing an eye? Have you ever thought of when someone's rubbing their eye? Now, there could be something in someone's eye or contact, but that's a little bit of doubt or disbelief going on there. That's going to make everybody start wondering about things. You might want to take some notes here, I tell you. I've got them in my notes at school. But also, you could probably find them on the Internet as well. But what about slightly touching or rubbing your nose? My dad taught me that one. He said that's telling us a slight lie or a little bit of doubt there. Or maybe even some rejection is touching your nose. Now, your arms crossed on your chest is a little bit of defensiveness. Locking your ankles is being closed off. How about standing with your hands clasped behind your head? That is being so superior. There's a lot more, but I'm not going to get into body language that much. I just want to tell you that, you know, I'm on one end with my voice. You can't see my body language, and you only hear my voice. So, with that given, let me read to you what I wrote today and yesterday. It's kind of, I haven't reread it, so bear with me. July the 22nd, 23rd, 09 with the eclipse. Coming out of the eclipse. How many of you guys, raise your hands, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that many people, gosh. Was the body feeling like it was about to break in two? The barometric pressure was hellacious, was it not? I'm telling you what, the eclipse was in Asia and in Europe, but it was unreal. I felt like I was coming. I told my mother and several people that I felt like my legs felt like and my arms felt like I was a wishbone of a chicken. It's a shame what we do to those poor little animals. But anyway, I wrote, let the words go. Make no reference. Simply, it just is in existence. Satisfied in my contentment. Present in this time. Existing properly in this vast space. Metallic bears its lining of the glistening harbor. It does take its toll. In its tranquility is the price of its adversities, in which I cannot break self any longer. Still seeking, I wish and deserve I should. I possess me in all ways, never to escape. Speaking and knowing only my truth, lying in its own reflections, nothing deceiving of its weak toll. No false prayers, perfect alignment, preparation of my soul forever and evermore, so polished not to be tarnished. A new grasp in its precious secrets that I face within me now, outward, as I am speaking in such a manner. Till now, for the knowing, gripping me open in this harvesting love, I dance with me in the mirror that I now hold with my heartfelt eyes as I reflect the realness of me, and I shed all of my other identities from what my spirit has been thrown upon me from others' identities, from theirs, into my oneness, evoking into my light that only I should combine and combust these little flickers of blue violet beams that are electrifying energy that evolve into my universal world. Of my communications, this one plus positive, one minus negative, one equals oneness of this whole. Communities in the communications of this world. For I change in me, I say, make this new. Stand new. Combine me new. Less is more. Preparation of who I am. This truth, ever naive so. Young, aging perfect. Note and harmonies. Balance. Oh, hear with these ears that I feel. True impatience of what I wear so easily. Joy in these shoes that I walk so simple, with the pleasures and its wonders, light in each of my minds, the left and right spheres, simple of these doers, calm of my easement, for the courage of the prayers that I'm saying, to know of my own self that is so true. And that's where I stopped. It's like writing myself a letter to myself, to let myself be known about myself. So am I going to have any call-ins tonight? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue. Okay. Has anybody ever heard of The Power of the Subconscious Mind, the book? Huh? You have? Well, I read that many eons ago, probably back in 2080. And, I took a, when I read something, I don't read very many books, but when I do, I like to take notes. And when I do talk about somebody's work, I like to give credit. Oh, and the person that wrote What You Think of Me Is None of My Business is Whitaker. Terry Whitaker. I said somebody else last week, but I remembered it the other day. What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. I just loved that. Anyway, when I was reading The Power of the Subconscious Mind, I wrote in my journal in 6-11-02, and I wrote also What You Think of Me Is None of My Business, and I wrote that in my journal in 6-8 and 6-9-02. That I had gotten out some of these books, some good stuff. And it says that God had given all of us the power to think about ourselves and what we want to do, which brings me back to why I had those pieces of music played at the beginning of the show. Now, you know I'm ADHD and I'm dyslexic, and so I get a little bit off track, and I went into some body language. The reason I did go into some body language is to let you guys know, sometimes my voice sounds like I know a lot of things, and sometimes it sounds like, you know, I don't know. I've just been told what people say I intimidate, or, you know, but I'm just so me. You know what I realized? I'm going to stop a minute before I go forward into this where my fingers pointing on this page. And I was telling my uncle today, I was going to do some wounded inner child or some inner child work on the radio tonight. And he said, well, you did that last week. And I said, I know, but I am still my inner child. And I act out my inner child. And my inner child is always playing. My inner child, most people act like such adults in this world today. They stuff down their inner child. They have become these, and I know that we have to act like that. And I'm not out in that push, push, push world, but I was raised as a child to act like an adult, as a child. But therefore, as an adult, I act childlike, if that makes any sense. Because I had to go to school to learn how to eat properly. I had to ride a horse in all different ways, shapes, and forms, and dressages, and humpback, and fox hunt, and My brothers and sisters didn't, but I did. I had to sit up erect so properly that my back is almost sway back now because my shoulders were constantly being pulled back to sit straight up. I was told so how to act and behave because we were to behave in the Southern way. And it was good, but in my house I grew up in was very properly kept. Now I have my inner child acting out. And that's what I am. I'm an adult. Now, I do go to places, and I am very well behaved, believe you me. But a lot of people don't know how to take me because they don't know whether I'm a kidder, whether I'm thinking that I'm all that and then some, or whether, you know, I'm acting like I'm a little whacked, or if I'm acting like I'm, they don't know how to take me. But just take me with a grain of salt. Enjoy me. Let me be me. You be you. And don't judge. Because what does it matter? Who makes up the rules of how anybody has to be? Whose game is it? And what is it? Why is it a game? Why is it a game? I'm out here in this world to make myself enjoy every single second. And by gosh, I do. And I could give a tutti frutti what another person thinks of me. It doesn't even matter. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, not acting a fool, and not breaking any laws, y'all are missing out because y'all, you know what? Who are the Joneses? Who are the Joneses anyway? What do the Joneses think? That's so funny. Oh, God. You know, it's a downright shame. Did you know up until this year when I moved back into this house, I did not have one blind or one shade or one shutter or one drapery on my friggin' window? In this entire huge neighborhood, I did not. And I did not even care because I do not care what people think of me. It is none of my business. I did not go around naked. But then again, I felt safer because you can see inside my windows if anybody grabbed me. You know? But there you go. You know, I feel so content and so safe with my own self. I don't go around with, ooh, somebody's going to give me, ooh. You know, why do people fear so much stuff? And why do people put so much negative crap out there in the world? Why do people talk about so much negative crap? The more negative you put out there and feed that stuff, the more it's going to feed that junk. But what I do is the more negative people feed me, the more negative people talk about me, the higher I rise in the positive. Because I don't give it another iota of a thought. I don't. And I want you guys to do that too. The more a person, you know, it's just like Filippo said on his show with that little girl that was 14 years old the other night. And his friend that came on the show said, when the bullies say something and it causes a whimper and a cry, they're going to get a rise out of you. They're going to keep on doing it. But if you raise your head up and you keep on walking and you act like you don't care, it's just like I said with the old devil. You don't give them another thought. Just like with Heather playing that music and Uncle Ron playing his music. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Do it. Just do it. You don't do anything bad to hurt anybody. You keep your side of the street clean. And you love every minute of what you're doing. And you enjoy your breath. You enjoy you can breathe. You feel your heartbeat. You feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth. You don't steal anybody's thunder. You chillax. You chill and you relax at the same time. You love to love to love. We're here to conquer the fear, which is courage, that it's prayer. Courage is fear that said it's prayer. We have always been known before love was just a word, and we are here to enjoy ourselves. Quit putting your stuff on other people. Quit being a vehicle of karma and carrying other people's stuff around. Know who you are and love it. Love it, baby, because you're good at it. Look in that mirror and stretch your stuff and tell yourself you look good. There's no ego about that. It's loving yourself. Quit trying to change and alter yourself all around, you know, and putting all that junk on yourself. And look at yourself being natural, all natural. And if you're overweight or whatever, love yourself into being thin. You know, be healthy about it. That's all I got to say about that stuff. Because I got it going on. Now, anyway, I'm going to get back to the good stuff that God has given us. This power to think about ourselves in such a way that we want to think about ourselves. You know that? And yeah, our past was a mold. It was a blueprint. Sure was. Our subconscious mind. And it's like a computer. And it's been, and it's already stored up in our minds. But you know, we can short-circuit that out, rewrite that stuff, rethink it into another subconscious way. And anyway, the thing that I had to do is I had to change my belief system. I really did. Because I was all grown up as a little girl, and I had to learn to be a little girl as a grown-up. I had to learn that little wounded inner child. I had to know that I loved that little child, and that I didn't have to be so perfect about myself. I bucked the system big time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little example. I was at a hat party. We all had to dress up in hats, and my mother sat me beside Miss Rocky, Aunt Jenny, my Aunt Jeanette's girlfriends from Harvard, and it was right when the slabs of butter came out in these flowers, and I thought it was a buttermint, and I just slapped the whole piece of butter in my mouth, but I covered it really well. I thought it was a mint, but it was a slab of butter shaped in a flower, and I just, and they went, you know, because that's how they talk in Harvard. Now, I just love butter, don't you? You know, I covered it well. So I can go places, and I can behave, but I just had to throw that in, because I choose the way I turn my life inside out or which way to go. And, you know, everybody did go, oh, but I just love butter, don't you? And I acted like I loved butter. Just had to throw that in a minute. Anyway, I want to say that me choosing my life my way, and I do have to abide by rules. I have to abide by the neighborhood association. I have to abide by the street. I have to abide by the speed limit. I have to abide by, you know, the rules, the norms. But what is a norm? Isn't a norm normal is as normal does, like Forrest Gump says? But a norm is the majority that rules. If I was in, let's say, a mental hospital, like the cuckoo's nest, one flew over the cuckoo's nest, that thing. You know, all those people were all normal. It was that, what's her name, Nurse Wretched or whatever, that was the not normal person. You know, it's whoever is just outside themselves that is not the normal person. Or you say, like a controlled environment, like behind, why do people have to have themselves behind gates and stuff in their homes? I don't understand that either. But it is getting pretty bad out there. Now, I don't watch the news, and I don't read much of the newspaper, and I don't read much junk. If I see that it's a bunch of negativity, I'll just turn it off. call me naive or whatever, but, you know, what I don't know won't hurt me. That's the way I look at it. And I know with faith, I have such faith with my Lord and my God of my understanding and the holy angels that place in front, behind, to the left of me, to the right of me, above me, below me, surround me, the great I am in me, that I have that brigade protecting me and my family, then I'm the dadgum. Who is going to want to come up against that? Because I tell you what, I know. And I know they're around my mother's car. I know they're around every single person in my life. And that's another thing. I know that when I put myself to doing something, it's going to happen because that's what I want it to be. And that's when I speak it out there, it's going to evolve. And when I evolve it, it's going to be exactly how I thought it would be. So why am I going to be scared? Why am I going to be fearful? And why am I not going to try? Because a little kid starts off with barely holding its head up after it breathes and comes out of a mama's body. Yes, a mama's body. And then after it comes out and it's born, holds its head up a little bit. Then it puts its little arms up. And then it pushes up. And then it starts to turn over. Then it finds its foot. Then it starts finding its fist. Then it starts focusing after 2 or 3 months, but it can't see nothing until 2 or 3 months. You know, a baby doesn't even know itself in the mirror until it's 2 years old. Doesn't even recognize itself. You know, a hammerhead whale knows itself before a human being. It's the smartest mammal on the face of this earth. And did you know what else? What does a child do? It pulls itself up next to a, it crawls, right? And then it pulls itself up about the same time in the sitting up position. Then it's crawling and standing up. But what does it do to let go? The caretaker. It lunges forward to take its first steps to the caretaker. Doesn't it? It trusts. Might fall down on that big old diaper. Hopefully it has that big old diaper on. And it might cry. But it doesn't give up. That baby doesn't give up. It's going to walk. If it can. If it's not disabled, it's going to continue until it's going to move. It's going to learn how to move, even if it's disabled. But it's going to learn to communicate, walk, and move around. Doesn't give up. Did you know a child can learn all foreign languages and even read up to age 4, and then its brain cells start deteriorating? Daggum right. I'm not kidding. And did you know that we are the ones, the mothers and the fathers and the people, places and things, are the ones who destroy the little four from 4 years old back. I mean, the rest of its life. That's why I say, listen with your heart and not your mind. Because your mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way. That's right. Because we start destroying. Because it's no, 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 and you can't. Instead of, that's right, look at how good you're doing. Instead of putting the fear in there, negative reinforcement. Listen, what's the comfort? What teaches you? What doors are open? What reprogramming do you want? You know, you can start now. Get out that chip off your shoulder. Go in there and give that loved one a big hug. Just because they did something bad or wrong to you, so what? Write on a piece of paper truth. And if somebody starts arguing with you, or you start an argument, hold your hand up like a stop sign and say, stop. In the name of love. Just say stop. Just stop it already. It's enough of the bullcrap. We got a job and a mission to do on this world. We got to turn this world around. We got to get our singing out there. We got to get our lyrics out there. We got to get who we think we are out there, who we know we are out there. That's the problem. You know, I've been thinking and pondering on this. People don't know who they are. They're awake now. A lot of people are awake. But they're looking for that magical gift. They all want to be and know how to read a person's mind or this, that, and what have you. It's all about knowing your mind, reading your mind, reading who you are, reading your thoughts, reading who you are. Don't focus on the other Joe Blow and the Joneses. Who are you? Jack coming. Light your candle. Light your fire. Quit trying to be other people's people and their identities. And trying to get your ego stroked from other people. Stroke your own ego. That wounded inner child inside yourself. Man, I love me. And I'm glad I love me. Because I'm all I got is me. And I'm lucky. And I'm fortunate that I got you guys on my caring side. On my team. But you know what? It's an associate thing. Because I could be off this air next week. Then a few weeks later, y'all will remember Bright Lights Pathfinders, maybe. But y'all are just an associate. And I gotta have my own cheering session. You know what I'm saying? A few handfuls of you be there. But you know, even family members, you gotta be your own person, your own parenting, but God Almighty. The angel. And you gotta know your niche. You gotta know who you are, your hobby, and keep a daggum journal. So you can look back and you can say, look how far I've come. Atta boy. Atta girl. Because by gosh, I am somebody. And my name's Kathy with a C. And my brothers and sisters couldn't say Kathy, so they called me Cassie. Johnny, Kathy, Barry, Susan, David. Anyway, I'm about to run out of time. I just want to say blessings and extra special prayers out to Jamie and extra special prayers. I love you, girl. And thank you, Heather, for allowing me to play your song. And thank you, Ron Nordman, for allowing me to play your song. And Seth, thank you for getting it all together so quickly. And thank you, Dawn. And extra prayers go out to Doug. And thank you, Leslie, for all that you do. Thank you, listening audience. I love you guys so much. Oh, and I love me, too. And with that, Seth, I'm off the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, over and out.